Something That's Good for Me. Written by Dragonflies and Katydids. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Dragon Age Inquisition. Rating, mature. Relationship, Iron Bull, Dorian Pavas. Also tagged for crack, fluff and crack, magical healing cock. No, literally. Science experiments, a la Dagna. And sorry, not sorry. Recorded for Something Incorporeal for ITPE 2017. It's just an accident. Bull is too quiet and Dagna is too absorbed in her work, and when she turns away from the work table, he's right there behind her. It doesn't help that her hand is at just the right height to spill her latest experiment all over his pants when she jerks in surprise. Oops, she says, staring at his groin with an intensity even Bull finds unnerving. What kind of oops? He asks. The potion isn't burning holes in his pants yet, but it's Dagna. It could be some kind of grenade designed to catch fire only when he moves. Bull certainly wouldn't put it past her to think of such a thing, and once she's thought of it, there's no way she wouldn't try to make it. And it does feel kind of warm. Not unpleasantly so, but who knows how long that will last. It won't hurt you, she says, before Bull can decide to play it safe and just strip down right there in the Undercroft. It's fine. Which is reassuring, but it would be more reassuring from anyone except Dagna. Fine by your standards, he asks, or fine by mine? She laughs, finally moving her eyes up to meet his. Fine by anybody's. It was just a new kind of healing potion, that's all. The warmth is seeping into his skin, and now that he thinks about it, the feeling is very similar to a healing potion, except in reverse. This is starting from the outside and melting into him, instead of burning its way out from his gut. Knowing that it isn't about to burn his cock off does wonders for his attitude. And the heat is definitely putting him in a much more favorable state of mind. Toward a lot of things, but toward one thing in particular. He wonders what Dorian is doing right now. And whether he's in the mood to be distracted. Dorian, as it turns out, is more than willing to be distracted. They barely make it as far as his room, and Bull fucks him up against the inside of the door, Dorian still in his shirt and Bull's pants dropped only low enough to free his cock. Afterward, they fall into bed, finally naked, and Dorian stretches himself out across Bull's chest the way he usually does. He fidgets more than usual, though, as if he can't settle, and Bull isn't feeling very settled himself. Despite the fact that it hasn't been nearly long enough, his cock is starting to get hard again. And when Dorian shifts restlessly again, Bull realizes he's half hard too. Disinclined to look a gift horse in the mouth, Bull squeezes Dorian's hips, pulling him in so his cock rubs against Bull's stomach. Which ends in Dorian riding him, his body arched backwards so he can brace himself on Bull's thighs. And Bull will never get over seeing him like that. The strength and flexibility required to maintain the position, let alone enjoy it. They barely clean themselves up from that before Dorian is getting hard again. So Bull sucks him, Dorian straddling his chest, hands gripping his horns to pin his head to the mattress. Afterward, Dorian takes his mouth, his amazing, talented, beautiful mouth, and licks and sucks in all the ways that make Bull want to beg, until finally, finally, Dorian lets him come. By which point, Dorian is hard again, and Bull begins to wonder exactly what was in that potion Dagna spilled on him. He's not an idiot, after all, and 3 rounds of sex should leave anyone ready to call it quits for the afternoon. There's only one thing different about today, but Bull decides he'll worry about it later, and drags Dorian back into bed. It's slower this time, both of them reveling in each other's bodies, hands and mouths teasing as the afternoon sunlight dims into evening. Eventually, Dorian fucks him in slow, almost lazy thrusts, murmuring in Tavine against Bull's shoulder blade, endearments they both pretend Bull doesn't understand. Whatever was in the potion, it appears to have finally worn off after that, and as fun as the afternoon has been, Bull is content to see it end. Later, he can tell Dorian, and they can always ask Dagna what she made, if they ever decide to do this again. There's still a strange, lingering warmth in Bull's groin the next morning, but it fades soon enough. By the end of the week, with Dorian gone off with the Inquisitor, even the memory has faded, relegated to the corner of his mind marked things that will make funny stories someday, but not yet. When Dorian and the Inquisitor return, it's barely long enough to sweep up Bull and Cassandra. They push hard on the road, with no time at night for anything except sleeping and the occasional handjob. Not that Bull minds, not with the promise of dragons in front of him like a lure. Emprise de Lyon is as cold as ever, but 3 dragons later, Bull is prepared to name it his favorite place in the world. By the time the 3rd one falls, Dorian is holding one arm tight to his chest. Bull is twitching from the last bolt of lightning, and even Cassandra looks slightly out of breath. None of which stops Bull from wanting to fuck Dorian against the nearest flat surface, horizontal or otherwise. He does keep it in check until they're back in their tent, but then Dorian smirks at him as he pulls off his robes, and that's the limit of Bull's control. The tent is sadly lacking in any hard surface except the ground, which isn't kind to their knees. Bull doesn't care, and neither does Dorian, if the way he arches his back into each thrust is any indication. Face down in the bedroll, he smothers his groans in the crook of his elbow as Bull fucks him hard and fast, and Bull comes as Dorian's ass squeezes tight around him. When he can get his eye open, he goes to withdraw, only to have Dorian grab for him. "You feel good," Dorian murmurs into the bedroll. "Can we just stay like this?" "Of course," Bull says, bending down to kiss the back of his neck. His cock hasn't softened all the way yet, so he thrusts once, slowly, and Dorian groans. His cock isn't going to soften at all at this rate, but he keeps moving anyway, enjoying the way Dorian's hands flex, and enjoying even more the way Dorian whispers, "Yes, please, yes," as he moves. Bull is hard again, and Dorian feels so good, and he isn't thinking about anything beyond that until Dorian goes to brace his arms and jerks as if in pain. "Bull?" Dorian's voice is odd, and Bull stops immediately. He's a little surprised Dorian's let it go this long. His ass has to be sore, and as good as it feels to fuck him, Bull can't enjoy it if Dorian's not. As soon as Bull releases him, Dorian turns so they're kneeling face to face. The frown on his face is worrying, but before Bull can ask, Dorian shoves one arm almost under his nose. Look! He orders. It's an arm. A well-muscled arm, marked by a few scars, but still just an arm. Look? Bull asks, unsure what Dorian wants him to see. Look at my arm! Dorian says, waving the body part in question. Look at it! I am, Bull says, grabbing Dorian's wrist to hold him still for a closer inspection that doesn't reveal anything new or interesting. Doesn't look like there's anything wrong with it. Exactly, Dorian says. Now Bull is really confused. Is there supposed to be? Yes, Dorian snaps. It was already starting to bruise before we came in here, and now it doesn't even hurt. And this is bad? Bull asks. It's not right, Dorian says. I didn't drink any potions, and we both know my skills at healing are woefully inadequate. So why is the bruise gone? I don't... Bull starts, then stops as the memory of Dagna's experiment hits him. Could it... No. Maybe? No. Apparently the pause goes on too long for Dorian. You don't what? It's too much of a coincidence, so Bull tells him, feeling awkward for one of the few times in his life. What are the rules for admitting to a lover that he allowed Dagna to spill one of her potions on his cock and then forgot to mention it to said lover? She spilled a healing potion, Dorian says flatly, when Bull has finished. On your cock. Not exactly a healing potion, Bull says. She said it was some kind of experiment. She spilled an experimental healing potion, Dorian says in precisely the same tone. On your cock. Well, basically. And now, what? You fuck me and I heal? It sort of looks that way. Dorian's expression is unreadable for a moment. Then the corner of his mouth twitches. Then it's both corners, and a snort escapes through his tight lips, followed by another snort, and another, until he gives up trying to smother them. Arms wrapped tightly around his ribs, he laughs and laughs and laughs. Half the time so breathless, he can't even make noise as tears run down his face. Oh, Maker! He gasps at last. Oh, fuck the Maker! That is glorious! I'm glad one of us is amused, Bull says sourly. Think of the fun, Dorian purrs. The effect is somewhat ruined by the way he immediately collapses back into laughter, bending over so his forehead is on his knees as he snorts and squeaks. It's hard to be annoyed when Dorian is so amused, and Bull feels his own mouth pulling into a smile. Fun, huh? He asks. Tell me about the fun. Dorian needs another moment to compose himself, and he's still grinning when he straightens. Fun, he says, hooking an arm around the back of Bull's neck. His smile is fading, replaced by the look he gets when he's deep in his books or some magical experiment. What he murmurs in Bull's ear, though, doesn't have anything to do with books. I wonder what would happen if I fucked you until I came, and then sucked your cock. How many times could we do that, I wonder? Bull doesn't know, but he looks forward to finding out. The end. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause you do it right. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!